Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another segment of Let's Talk About It here on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Alden Coleman, and we're going to be talking about the Stutzman County Museum today. And Alden, welcome to our show.
Hi, Warren.
Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Excited. We have a lot of things to get to, focusing on the Stutzman County Museum. Summertime is here. The museum is open and ready to roll. First of all, would you mind telling us a little bit about the museum? You have a nice little brief history about it for us.
Well, the museum was built by George Lutz in 1907. He built it as a home for his wife and two children. He passed away in 1927, and at that time, or shortly after that, his son sold it to Lutheran Homes and Health, and they used it as a home for the aged for about 30 years.
Okay.
And about 1962 or 63, they tore down the power plant that's downtown Jamestown, and people might think that that's not related to the museum, but it is, because that power plant supplied steam heat for a lot of the buildings downtown. So, and you know, the Lutz House was one of those buildings. The Lutheran Homes and Health, home for the aged, they lost their source of heat, and they only had about 40, 50, maybe 60 residents in the building, and they felt that it wasn't worth to put in a boiler and invest a bunch of money in that building.
Yeah.
And that's about the time that they were constructing the Central Dakota Nursing Home, which was also a facility that was originally built by Lutheran Homes and Health, I believe.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So they moved the residents from the Lutz House up to the Central Dakota Nursing Home, and they closed it up. And then about 1965, the Pioneer Daughters had been collecting material for years. You know, at about that time, the Pioneer Daughters had been storing their collection of memorabilia in Franklin School. And there was this unused room on the third floor that was just chock full of memorabilia. So they were looking for a place to display their stuff. And so they bought the Lutz House from Lutheran Homes and Health, I believe, for $15,000. So, and then at that time is when it became Stutzman County Museum.
And it's been that ever since.
It's been that since.
Excellent. Again, Alden Coleman here on Let's Talk About It. The Stutzman County Museum is, I believe, now open for the summer, right?
Yep, we're open for the summer. We're open from 10 o'clock until 5 o'clock on weekdays, and we're open from 1 o'clock till 5 o'clock on weekends.
Okay.
And we have our front porch chats every Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Led right into it, Alden. Front porch chats, pretty popular at the museum. A great chance for individuals to not only learn more about the history of our area, certain topics, but a good chance to connect with those individuals, too.
Yep. It's one of the things that a lot of our folks look forward to is it happens every Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. We try not to skip any or have it every third Sunday or everything like that. It's every Sunday, 2 o'clock. We plan to be there, and the first one will be on June 10th, and it's going to feature some information that was researched by Lynn Boyd. She was formerly from Jamestown, and it's about Ernest Denault Robertson. And Ernest Denault Robertson may ring a bell, because that's where our Legion post is named after this gentleman.
I was going to say the name sounded very familiar.
Yep. He was a soldier in World War I, and he was killed in action on June 14th, which just happens to be Flag Day. Ms. Boyd has gotten a flag flown over the Capitol building. It was flown in May of 2018,
okay.
And that was 101 years after Ernest Robertson enlisted in the Army.
Wow.
So she got this flag, and we're going to, on Flag Day, which is the anniversary of his death, 101 years after he died, or 100, exactly 100 years after he died, killed in action, we're going to raise the flag at the museum on Flag Day on June 14th.
That's so cool that we're able to do something like that.
And then after we do that, that flag is going to be taken down, and it will be sent to the World War I Museum. It'll be flown over the World War I Museum and then sent back to us.
Wow. So that thing is going to be all over the place in like the next couple of days. So
yeah. Well, the next Yeah, probably next two or three weeks.
2 or 3 weeks. Excellent. Again, Alden Coleman here on Let's Talk About It, talking about the museum. A lot of different things going on. That first Front Porch Chat this Sunday, 2 o'clock, and that's free, open. Anybody can come and check those out.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Alden, any place they can go to learn what the next Front Porch Chat will be? You guys have a way they can get more information like that?
We send something out to the newspaper after the chats, and that one we typically introduce what the next one is going to be, because we don't have them all scheduled for the season. We kind of fly by the seat of our pants sort of, and we've got the next three lined up. The first one will be Ernest and Alt Robertson, his early life. That's part one. Yeah. Part two will be on June 17th. That'll be his battle, his years in the army, his battle and up to his death, and also some information on Stella Buchanan. She was a friend, and he had lived with the Buchanans for some time, and she made an effort to find out his battlefield burial site in Belleau Woods, France. So she actually took a trip to France and looked for his burials, his graveyard, his battlefield burial site. Ms. Boyd has got all that information. I don't have it, so I don't know whether she found it or not. So well, come on the 17th and you'll find out too.
Perfect. Yeah, there you go. That's the hook. Now we got it, right? So that is all going on, the front porch chat there. You have the first 2 weeks of that, which again are every Sunday at 2 o'clock. Alden, we also wanted to make mention of the annual fundraiser coming up, because the museum is a nonprofit and operates on those nonprofit dollars.
Yeah, we get some funding from the county, and we get some funding for greeters from the tourism, from Jamestown Tourism, but about a third of our support comes from memberships. So we'll be sending out our membership letter in the next few days. Some of them will be going out on email, and we'll be mailing some out. As always, we encourage people to become a member and help support us. If you want to become a member at a $50 or more or higher level, we have a new book that we're going to be sending you. So it was a book written by the New Settlers Association in about 1925, and it was designed to be delivered back east to people back east to get them to come to Stutzman County and settle in Stutzman County. So they were trying to populate the county back at that time, and it tells all about the glowing agriculture and crop production and all the things that make Stutzman County great. So,
and I wonder if any of them ring true today still.
Probably, right? A great deal of it is still true today. They were pretty good with their little story.
Awesome. Excellent. So that's something new this year. So make sure you're looking for that for memberships, and they can contact the museum if they have questions on that too, right?
Yep. Alden? And we also, if they want to walk in the door and become a member, we're sure welcome to do that. And if you just want to donate and not become a member, that's great too. We accept all sorts of donations.
Excellent. Very good. Alden Coleman again, talking about the Stutzman County Museum, open to the public through the rest of the summer. Alden, we did want to kind of focus on some other things. You said there's a few things this year that are going to go on that people need to keep an eye out for.
Well, we did some, a lot of some improvements at the museum last year. As always, there's a lot of painting that has to be done and maintenance work. So some of the upstairs rooms were painted. We got some of the outside buildings were some of the wood portions of the buildings were painted. Most of the buildings were mostly brick, but there's around the windows and all those things have to be taken care of. So we got a lot of that done. We also did a repair of the surrey with the fringe on top. The surrey was donated by the Carol Jean Wolf and her family, the Howard Wolf family, it's a four person surrey, and it's a beautiful thing. But some of the leather was getting in pretty bad shape, and Mrs. Wolf, she donated the money to have the leather restored. So we got all that done last summer, and excellent. So that's in great shape now. And we'd like to be able to we have it out anytime we have a special day. We bring the surrey out for people to look at. And the other thing that we did last year that was kind of fun and is interesting, and we may continue to develop that, is we did a murder at the museum. It was designed as a as a mystery exercise. So there's a murder has taken place, and if you have a small group of people that would like to get involved in trying to solve the murder at the museum, contact us at the museum and we'll set you up on a date, and we'll have the actors there, and we have a body downstairs, and you can look at all the clues and see if you can figure out who did it and why they did it and all that stuff.
That sounds crazy fun, because, you know, we may have individuals in the area. You know, I've been to the museum. I know what's in there. But this kind of like adds a new twist to it, gets people to come back.
That's the idea.
Excellent. So that'll be coming hopefully again this year, you said?
Yeah, they should call us. If they're interested in that, they should call us and set up a date, and we will work to get the actors involved in it too.
Excellent. Oh, it sounds like a lot of fun. So the museum, lots of different things happening this summer that you need to check out. Alden, what are some ways they can contact the museum or contact somebody there to get more information if they have any questions?
Well, they can just stop in is the best way to stop in to talk to our greeters. Our greeters are there every day from 10 in the morning until 5 on weekdays, and from 1 to 5 on the weekends. Or they can come to the front porch chats and they can talk to us there. They can call me if they want to. If that doesn't work for them, they can call me. And my cell number is 320-7650. They're welcome to call me, and we'll get them set up.
Excellent. Alden, thank you so much for joining us on Let's Talk, and make sure you get to the museum.
Thank you.